We've talked about RFID technology here before on Sky Radio many times, in fact. RFID is short for Radio Frequency Identification. It's a technology that makes packages and parts able to identify themselves, even at a distance, from computerized readers. That's pretty smart. But our next guest is involved in making RFID technology a great deal smarter. John Andresen is president of Technology Solutions, LLC. He joins us now on Sky Radio. John, thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm glad to be here and talk about these exciting developments.
Exciting it is. Now, RFID is pretty standard already in the industry, but your approach, apparently, is to use RFID tags with a lot more memory and, as a result, a lot more utility. Tell me what you're doing.
Well, Technology Solutions has been working for years, collaborating and pushing and inspiring both the chip manufacturers, the tag converters, and the reader companies to move toward using the rest of the Gen 2 specification that defines this user memory, where companies in the past had been aiming at the cheapest possible throwaway RFID tag. We are moving toward a more expensive tag, certainly, but one that will permanently stay with the part and can be used again and again and again. There's a number of key things that we're doing with this tag. 20 years ago, we were involved with developing a numbering system that would give parts essentially a social security number, something that would stay with that part. 20 years ago, we were barcoding parts. Now we're doing that same social security number with RFID technology, and that gives us this permanent identification. There are also a number of other advantages to this user memory. One is we are writing end-user data, understandable data, into the tag, so it's a little database right on the part. And the advantage is that you don't need to be connected to the Internet, to some huge computer system, to figure out what all those little ones and zeros are in the tag. We have data that is useful right at the point of use. You can put manufacturer names, part numbers, serial numbers, expiration dates, or any kind of data you'd like right in that tag. So that leads to the next huge advantage. It avoids the large IT infrastructure that is needed to in current RFID deployments in order to get the ones and zeros off the tag, connect it to some database, and figure out what you're looking at that you're holding in your hand. We don't have to do that with our system because the useful data is right there in the tag.
Sounds useful indeed, but what would this kind of improvement mean in terms of practical applications?
Well, Technology Solutions and my partner, Aerospace Software Developments in Dublin, Ireland, are working with the Air Transport Association Spec 2000 standard to apply this to an industry standard critical airplane parts. Everything from $500,000 landing gears to even the life vest under the passenger seats. Our applications will read, write, and quickly check expiration dates on critical safety equipment. In a simulation we did at a major airline, we showed a 99% labor reduction in checking the safety equipment by using these user memory RFID tags. But large cost reductions and operational simplicity are possible across all industries by using the same technology.
Sounds like a win-win situation. So how far off in the distant future is this improvement in RFID?
Not far at all. We're implementing this today. These tags vary from very small 512-bit tags that hold about 64 characters of data up to the Fujitsu tags that hold 64,000 characters of data. So this little database, or this fairly large database, is available today, right now, and we are delivering applications that are being used by Boeing and Airbus written into their specifications for the next generation of airplanes.
Well, getting the right information fast and accurate is very important in manufacturing and all sorts of other areas. John, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about this incredible improvement.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
John Andresen is the president of Technology Solutions, LLC. He joined us on the phone from his offices in Oakland, California. They are on the web at www.techson.com.